This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today highlighted the deep personal and people-to-people ties between India and Malaysia. Addressing the Indian diaspora at an event in Kuala Lumpur, he described the Indian diaspora as a living bridge connecting the hearts of the two nations. He praised them for contributing to the vision of a prosperous Malaysia and a developed India. Mr. Modi reached Kuala Lumpur today on a two-day official visit to Malaysia, where he was accorded a grand welcome. Recalling his long-standing friendship with Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Malaysia elevated their relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2024.
Our relationship with Malaysia is scaling new heights each year. In 2024, during the visit of Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim to New Delhi, we elevated our ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Today, we walk hand in hand as partners towards progress and prosperity.
Mr. Modi added, over 100 Indian IT companies are operating in Malaysia, generating thousands of jobs. He announced that India's digital payment platform UPI will be launched in Malaysia soon. Mr. Modi will hold talks with the Malaysian Prime Minister tomorrow, after which several MOUs are likely to be signed. During the visit, the two sides will review the entire gamut of bilateral ties. India and the US today announced that they have reached a framework for an interim agreement regarding reciprocal and mutually beneficial trade. The Commerce and Industry Ministry shared the India-US joint statement, which said the framework reaffirms the country's commitment to the broader US-India bilateral trade agreement negotiations. According to the joint statement, the United States will apply a reciprocal tariff rate of 18% on Indian goods. India will eliminate or reduce tariffs on all US industrial goods and a wide range of US food and agricultural products. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed the framework for an interim trade agreement between India and the US as great news and thanked the US President Donald Trump for his personal commitment to robust ties between the countries. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said this framework reflects the growing depth, trust and dynamism of India-US partnership. He said it strengthens Make in India by opening new opportunities for India's hard-working farmers, entrepreneurs, MSMEs, startup innovators, fishermen and more. Mr. Modi said it will generate large-scale employment for women and youngsters. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said 50% reciprocal tariff has now been reduced to 18% under the India-US Interim Trade Agreement for Indian Exports. Briefing media on India-US joint statement in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Goyal said India has less tariff than its neighbouring countries, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh and Vietnam. Mr. Goyal highlighted that the deal protects the agriculture and dairy sector of the country and agricultural products such as spices, tea, coffee, cashew nuts, chestnuts, avocado, banana, mango, kiwi and papaya will attract zero duty in the United States. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a high-level meeting to review the progress of development projects in Jammu and Kashmir with a focus on key infrastructure works and the implementation of centrally sponsored schemes in the Union Territory. Our correspondent reports that the Home Minister reviewed project-wise implementation and issued directions for timely completion of development works. In Chhattisgarh, a total of 51 Maoists surrendered before security forces today in Bijapur and Sukma districts of the Bastar Division. A reward of 1 crore 61 lakh rupees had been announced on these Maoists. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 183 runs set by West Indies, Scotland were 122 for 4 in 14.2 overs. In the second T20 World Cup at Eden Gardens, Kolkata, when reports last came in, put into bat first, West Indies posted 182 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. In the opening match of the tournament, Pakistan defeated the Netherlands by 3 wickets at the Sinhalese Sports Club in Colombo today. Defending champions India will begin their campaign later this evening when they will face the United States at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.